This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, testy. Surprised he didn't get thrown out of the game last night. No, but that was interesting with John Boy. But I got to throw some Met stuff on the table. Yankee fans, I see you. The lines are obviously juiced up. We'll get back to you. So much respect for what's happened with Alvarez here. It's a small sample. It is early. But it is impossible not to acknowledge that the instincts of the Mets were right. The attitude and the proactive buy-in nature of Alvarez was right. And now you very well might have somebody that was, in terms of value or even belief or both, was depreciating. I don't know, I'm being overly dramatic here, but I was going to say by the day. But from a Met fan perspective, let's face it, from the number one prospect in baseball, you know, mashing 25 home runs, it's been a long, strange trip. What a long strange trip it's been. 2 years. I mean, really hurt, not playing well. So now, while I think the Mets absolutely still need to make moves, they got to get a bat. And we've talked, I think we're talking about the same thing so many times because nothing's changed yet. But what has changed is, you know, now maybe if this is the early signs of Alvarez becoming the player or at least a part, you know, somewhat of the player they thought that they had and he showed glimpses of early, maybe they don't have to go absolutely bonkers and give up a piece they don't want to give up. To get, you know, maybe like a Buxton or whatever they might be, a third baseman if they're even going to do that, although Beatty's playing better as well. It's just good stuff. You love to see young kids, you know, battle. And there is no greater sport and there is no lonelier feeling than in baseball. When you just don't do well, you can't hide. You know, all right, offensive lineman misses an assignment. Oh, yeah, he's going to get blasted in film session. But, yeah, if you coached football or played football, it's identifiable to you on TV probably immediately. But it's just not as glaring as if you let, you know, a fastball go down the middle or you pop up a fastball with the bases juiced or you're 1-for-18 because it's you on the TV screen. It's the pitcher and it's you. And, again, even a great basketball player having a rough night. Sure, when he shoots, he's isolated, but it kind of blends in with the other 9 guys on the court to an extent. And, you know, it takes a special mindset. And I guess I forgot this because it's been so long since I played. And I didn't have this mindset. I wish I did. Not that it would have mattered. I wasn't good enough anyway. But it takes a special mindset to deal with failure in this sport. There is nothing like it. And honestly, I think being around kids, it's you know, coaching, I think it's reminded me of that because it had been so long since I played. Damn, baseball's hard, man. It's hard. We just want to create this linear path. All right, what? You got drafted in the first round like Volpe? Come on, be a star. All right, Alvarez, come on. 2-3 years ago, you were the number one prospect in baseball. Let's go. What are you waiting for? Become Gary Carter. What's the problem? Well, the problem is that there's a lot of twists and turns in the development of baseball players, young ones. So, awesome job by him. It's a good win by the Mets. You know, and like the Yankees win, too, as I said to start the show, like you could easily frame it as, you know, one of two ways. Loaiza stunk. Volpe, you know, throws another one in the dirt. Or, hey, Ben Rice, you know, Schlittler. And I choose to do a little bit of both, certainly enjoying the win, but also understanding it could have been a very different discussion today. And by the way, same for the Mets, which is what makes this a very, very interesting navigation for both of these teams until we get to the deadline here. You pumped about the win, got a chance to, you know, win the series today. And you should. You're at home. The Angels aren't good. And they're not as bad as they used to be, but they're not good. But you can come on the air or you can, you know, call us up and say, all right, 0-4 for, what is Lindor? I think it's now 0-29, whatever it is. 0-30. Thank you. Dove, on top of it. Dovey. Oh, Hoff, there you go. I was going to say, is that a Dove production? That's a Hoff production. Wait, doing the Rico until 5 o'clock in the morning, right at the tip of his tongue, 0-30. And, but again, conversely, great win, awesome stuff. 5 hits. 3 runs, and this is not to minimize you win or you lose. But I'm listening. I had to go pick something up. I'll tell you why later. The first 4 innings, no hits, you know, and then they bust out a little bit here. Nimmo with a big hit, and if not for the 3 runs in the 5th inning, you know, it's a bunch of zeros there. So how do you process the win? Well, I process it as a win. But really, to me, the story so far for the Mets is the return and the early signs that Alvarez 2.0 is going to contribute down the stretch and hit with some pop. And listen, if I'm the Mets, obviously, you know, you get to sit him once in a while because he's a catcher, and Torrens is obviously a capable backup, as we know. I'm just not going to mess with his mechanics a whole lot. Like, I don't mean defensively. That they had to tighten that up. When he's in the box, listen, he's going to swing and miss a lot. He's not going to be, I don't think he'll ever be a high average. Like, I don't ever see him as a 290. I don't even see him as a 280 guy. But when he connects, he launches the baseball. Let him swing from the heels, bat him 7-6, wherever you put him, and let him provide some thump that seems to be ready to come for the next couple of months. Good job by the kid. You got to respect that. All right, let's get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019. Let me get Rich in Melbourne, Florida, on the Free Odyssey app. What's going on, Rich?
BT, what's up? Great show. Great win last night.
No doubt. Thank you, Rich. What's up?
That was like pump up the extra oxygen. You know what I'm saying? We really needed that win.
Yeah.
Listen, man, Austin was kind of killing us, too. I mean, he's flying under the radar. He's not producing, not hitting the ball that hard. Even his defense is affecting him. He's not calling a good game. He's not talking to a pitcher when he's supposed to go out.
One second. I just interrupt because I don't just want to throw things out there if I don't really agree. I mean, where's the evidence he's not calling a good game? I mean, Austin Wells frames the ball incredibly well. You know.
I want to give you a sample. I forgot the pitcher. I believe the pitcher from Sunday or Monday.
All
right. After he gives up back-to-back hits, he don't go out and talk to the pitcher to calm him down. You know what I'm saying? He just stays back there, look at the dugout, waiting for instructions. You know what I'm saying?
Those
are little things. Those are little things that pitchers need when the pressure is being built up. And like, you see the Toronto catcher does that all the time when the pitchers put up a few men on base, he goes calm them down.
Well, Kirk,
let's get back on track.
But I've seen Wells go out there. I think in nitpicking, honestly, I do.
Yeah, but his bat, I'm not talking about really his defense. I just talk about his bat is not doing absolutely nothing for this team. And that bottom of that lineup for the Yankees, they got to get something done.
Yeah.
I got one more question for you.
Go ahead.
Do you expect to see a different team August 1st?
Yes. No question. Oh, yeah. Do you?
I hope so. I got my fingers crossed because one more question. How you feel about if they could make a trade for Perez from the Royals?
I mean, they're not trading Salvi Perez. Salvi Perez? I mean, Garcia might be coming here, but no. There's no way the Royals are trading that guy. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a World Series champion. No, they're not. I'm not saying I wouldn't take him. No, they're not going to do that. I mean, yeah, Austin Wells is a little perplexing, you know, but again, it's really how you view it. We're sitting here right now, and he's hitting 214. Unacceptable. His OPS is barely over 700. Unacceptable. But we're also talking about a catcher in his mid-20s who's on pace, and I'm looking at it, projected 22 home runs, nearly 90 RBIs. You know? And I know he batted fourth a lot last year, and that actually kind of propelled the Yankees' offense and coincided with him being put there, which proved to be a pretty good move. But he's not batting fourth now. He's not batting third. You know, not usually, you know, not always even batting fifth. I mean, if Austin Wells is your sixth hitter, even if he's a seven hitter, you know, making peanuts in terms of a contract, lefty hitter in his mid-20s who's pretty good defensively and is going to hit 20-plus home runs and 80-plus RBIs, who the hell's going to complain about that if the other components are doing their job? Ari in Lakewood, BT and Sal. What up, Ari?
Yeah, I want to know when Luis Hill is going to come back. And if you move, and maybe if you move Chisholm to third, and maybe Ben Rice can play a little third.
They just moved him from third.
You think Ben Rice can play third?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really want to find out. Do you?
It's better than Peraza.
That's true. Tough to argue with you there. I don't know. Like, the one thing that I do find interesting, you know, you shouldn't have to reinvent things when you have a $300 million payroll. Can Ben Rice play third base? I don't know, but I know he didn't play third base in high school or at Dartmouth or in the minor leagues. So why the hell is he going to play third base now in a pennant race? I'm not even sure if he can catch. And that's actually what he did when he was a little bit younger. I think he's the first baseman. Well, depends what happens with, you know, really it depends what happens with Bellinger. See, the tricky thing here is Bellinger's going to get big money. He's going to opt out. He's going to get big money. Now, we can sit here and say, well, the Yankees don't always go all in. And that's true, even though they have a very high payroll. If you let that guy walk out, you are absolutely out of your mind nuts. Bellinger's the best all-around pure baseball player on the team. Not even close. Nobody's even close to him. Now, Judge is the best player in baseball. Bellinger is the best all-around baseball player on the team. Like, if he was right-handed, I would put him at third base. Who did I hear? Was it Moose? It was Moose. What day was it? I was driving somewhere. It was either Saturday or Sunday, obviously. And somebody called up Moose, and like, they weren't joking. They're like, what about Bellinger at third base? I give points to Moose for handling it well. I understand, like, I guess to an extent, like, if he can play anywhere, let's see if he can really, truly play anywhere. But, I mean, the fact that somebody would feel compelled to call and ask if a lefty could play third base in a pennant race tells you things are a little wacky, you know? But, like, Goldschmidt's gone next year. Bellinger's going to get big money. I think he loves being a Yankee, and I think the Yankees will pay him, you know? He's not getting 8-9 years. I think he stays. I think he loves it. Perfect fit. He almost feels to me like a more athletic Paul O'Neill. Like, he just fits. He fits like a glove. So if Bellinger stays, well, now, and this is where it gets a little complicated, but I'll try to take you through some dominoes here. So let's say Goldie out. I mean, that's almost 100%. Let's say Belly in with an extension. Let's say Spencer Jones and Ben Rice not traded. Okay, and I don't think they're trading Jones. I mean, you could trade Rice. You're going to have to give up something to get somebody good. So they could trade Rice. Now, if that's the case, again, saying that they're both here, the young kid, Spencer Jones here, Ben Rice stays, not dealt, Bellinger extended. Well, where is Ben Rice playing? It's the same problem next year. Now, the reason I bring in Bellinger, if Bellinger walks, well, now you have your first baseman. Clearly, it would be Ben Rice. And then you'd have an outfield of Judge and Dominguez and Jones or Grisham if you keep it, whatever. I don't love that. There's too many uncertainties there. But this is why it's just so hard to read what they're doing and where they're going. Is a logjam in a lot of spots. But, man, Bellinger, how do you not love watching this guy play baseball? BT and Sal show here on The Fan, brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Talked about those Mets as well. Alvarez comes back, at least the early sample, a different player. Good for him. 888-808-1019. Let's get to it. Milton's in Brooklyn. Milt, where you been, Milt?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Like, hey, always, man. Great show. All right, so I got, you know, real quick, this thing when you keep saying that the Yankees are not going to win the World, you don't think they can win the World Series.
I don't.
Okay, the problem with that is, if you're going to say that, you're going to have to name the top three teams that can. Because I don't want to hear you celebrating if they do, but you also get to say, I told you so.
I want to hear the teams that you think can win. All right,
no.
We got to get past one thing here. We're going to have a conversation. You know I love you. But I know you bring it, so we're good. Like, you guys got to get out of the habit of telling us how to feel. I mean, honestly, well, if you say this, then you can't. Says who? I can do whatever I want.
Okay, but you have to also play the other side, because I want to be able to tell you that you were wrong on the teams that you say can win.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, because you're saying you don't think the Yankees can win, so who can?
I don't. Well, I think I've said this for a month. I think Toronto's better. I think the Toronto.
Okay, so now I know. Okay, now I know. So when Toronto doesn't win, when they get eliminated in the first round, and this is all just because they're hot right now,
okay.
I just to say you were wrong. That's why I just want to be able to come back at you, because I don't want you to have that Evan Roberts thing where he plays both sides and never be wrong. And
I don't think Evan does that.
Yes, he does. Evan Roberts is the legend of that. What are you talking? He smashes his teams. They're not going to win. I already know they're not. But when they do, he gets to celebrate. So he's never wrong. Don't do that. That's what I'm just hoping that you don't fall for that.
All right. I mean, yeah, okay. So you're creating rules here. We won't do it, Milton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Yeah, I get it, you know. I get it, because trust me, I grew up listening to the station, and you are emotionally invested in what's said on the station. That's the essence of the station. So when, even if you like somebody, but especially if you don't, like either you don't like the teams they grew up rooting for, you don't like their style, it you get a little pleasure, that pound of flesh. BT, I told you you were wrong. I told you. And it makes you feel good. That's fine. Do that in a minute. Hey.
I'm going to break a little news here.
Next segment, so I'll ask the questions.
I can't tell you guys how to hear stuff, but I promise you.
Good.
Number one.
Sure they are.
I've been
Susan
Wolven's going to join me at
number
one.
Two.
That'll be fun.
I'll own
and a little football note here. So first off, the Giants, obviously, the Jets and the Giants.
What would they call you up and say that you were wrong?
I mean, God, I'll probably beat you to it, man.
It feels like yesterday was Memorial Day. Summer just starting. 4th of July.
I don't think Evan Strauss.
Before you know it, Labor Day, and here we are. We're already
sometimes
getting bombarded
when he goes into like
the
IBO, the independent
social media
stuff,
clips,
know,
and the over-analyzing of 7-on-7s.
I've heard Evan say he's wrong a lot.
But hey, it's...
I really have.
At least
until
there's real football,
it's the earliest version of football, which is good by me, and I know good by
now,
you.
Now, maybe not everybody in the history of the station.
No surprise with the Russell Wilson start.
Russell Wilson News anointed him the
maybe there were a few legendary voices that...
What he did say...
And
didn't
I don't
like
think this
doing
is
that.
Incredibly surprising, but it's going to be very interesting to see how it plays
I have
out.
No problem doing it.
That there's an open competition for the number two spot between Jameis Winston and Jackson Dart. Now, and I did think, and I saw this quick, that I think I saw Jackson Dart throw a pick on his first attempt. I think, and I don't know if it was a red zone pick. It was. Was it red zone? Was it a pick six? I thought it was a pick six. Oh, God. You drafted the wrong guy. God. I would say through two.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, he did throw a sloppy one early. Whatever. I like him. I like that the fact that the Giants went out there, were aggressive, and they got him.
Now, how this plays out, I have no idea. I can promise you that the guy that he's battling the number two spot for in camp, he's going to throw a few picks as well because that's what he always does, Jameis Winston. Now, what I think is really interesting, and this is the line that the Giants are going to have to straddle, and I don't think it's that easy. All right? Now, I think what you get from Russell Wilson this year is pretty much what you got last year. You know, still a pretty good deep thrower, not the athlete he used to be, smart, tough, good leader. I think that he'll do not great, but I think he'll be definitely functional, definitely viable. All right? I think Russell Wilson's probably going to hold on to the starting job for a while. Maybe the whole season. You know, not a 30-touchdown guy, but just decent quarterback play. Not great enough to say, wow, this is amazing. And certainly not bad enough to say, geez, all right, after 3 weeks, let's go, pull him. No, I think he's going to be pretty decent, solid, you know, 13th, 14th best quarterback in football, something like that. So now where you get the main point here, the open comp for number two, all right, the open competition is going to happen now, not necessarily during the season, because Russell Wilson is going to get all the reps there. And they don't practice nearly as much. But if Jameis Winston wins the number two job based on how he plays in some of the games during the summer, well, where the hell is Jackson Dart getting any sort of preparation or any reps? He's not. That's what's tricky. And listen, if you're a Super Bowl team and, you know, your backup is at least instrumental, God forbid, like if you take a team like the Bills, you know, the Chiefs, teams that on paper, you know, Eagles, have a real chance to win. Well, you want your number two to be an established vet who can kind of piece it together, at least, you know, get you to the playoffs if there's something catastrophic. You don't really need that here. Giants aren't going to the Super Bowl. Giants probably aren't going to even be a playoff team. Although I do think they'll be better than maybe some of you do, but this is not the year it's going to really pop for the Giants. I think most of us know that here. And if that's the case, the need for, you know, even though Jameis Winston's not really buttoned up, if you know what I mean, but for an established veteran, number two is lessened. So if that's the case, why wouldn't you just have Jackson Dart be the number two? So he could at least get the other 15, 20, 25% of the snaps to get him ready to play. I think, this is just my opinion, I said this a couple of months ago, I love the guy, man. His personality's infectious. I think he's good for team morale. I'm not looking to get rid of him. I'm a Jameis Winston fan. I think he's going to get cut. That's my prediction. Watch, he'll wind up starting and he'll throw 31 touchdowns. And then Milton can call me and say that I was wrong. You happy, Mil? No, I don't understand how that would really work out in a way that's conducive to allow Dart to grow. Like, if he's the third stringer and he gets no snaps, then you don't even really know what you have going into year two, which is what I'm not looking to do. So, Wilson's the starter, as he should be. I think by saying it's an open competition, I think a little deference, a little respect, and I get that as well. Dable, I think, played that well. Hey, it's open. We're not just going to hand it to the kid. Jameis has done some things in this league. Let's see how it shakes out. I think, and I hope, again, for the future of the Giants, that Dort wins the job. And then once he does, out of respect, you cut Winston and you let him go somewhere and actually be the backup. That's my read now. Unless Dort's a complete disaster, then that might change it, but I don't think he will be. I like him. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the fan. Let me get Ian in New Jersey. What's going on, Ian? How you doing?
Hey, Brandon. Thanks for taking the call. No, just the other guy, Milton, I guess. I'm not over here trying to defend Brandon Tierney. But when Milton was talking, it just, for some reason, it got something going inside me, a trigger, I guess. You know, people, what are you supposed to do? That's how you evaluate sports. You're allowed to have an opinion, and then new information comes in, and then your opinion changes. You know, it's kind of like, maybe it's a little bit of a hokey reference, but it is a little bit like the weather. You know, it's like we kind of know the weather, but things can change, and new information comes about. And also, you're not a fan. You're a sports talk show host. You're supposed to evaluate and just say what you think is going to happen.
Of course.
So when fans do this, it drives me crazy because it's like, let the guy do his friggin' job, and that's it, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, it doesn't bother me because I get it. And the pushback, and Milton's been calling for years, even going back to the old station. Thanks for the call there, Ian. But so I like his aggression. I always find that, like, that's one of the things I enjoy the most. I don't mean battling with callers, but, you know, that give and take, that pull, that's what kind of sucked me in. I've said that, you know, Mike and Chris getting after callers with each other, like the juice. I love it. I really do. I always love that. So I'm not trying to get rid of it. And I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do or how to think. But think about this, like the weather analogy. So my buddies text me, let's say today's what, Wednesday. Hey, you know, let's get out and play golf on Saturday, right? And let's just say, you know, go to the 10-day forecast as I usually do. You know, 99% chance, thunderstorms, gusty winds, 20%. I'm going to write back, dude, weather looks awful in that. I'm not worth booking a tee time. Not going to happen, right? And then on Friday, the front completely blows out either to the ocean or a different part of the country. And now all of a sudden, it's nominal wind. It's partly sunny. It's not incredibly humid. Yo, let's play. Guess what? My opinion changed on whether or not we should play because the weather changed. To the Calder's point. Let me get David in Boca Raton. Want to touch on Volpe and Alvarez. Two very important, interesting young players right now. What's going on, Dave? How are you?
What's up, BT? Listen, I've been listening to this station from day one, and I've only called like about 5-6 times, and I want to say you come across as such a good guy, man, that I wish you nothing but the best. Whatever you do in life, you really come across as a great guy. And I wish you nothing but the best. I wanted to start with that.
Thank you, man. Thank you, buddy.
So one of the things that makes me crazy, and listen, I know we have to talk about it every day, is we got to give these kids time. Now, I'm a Mets fan. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned yesterday robbing out Alan Trammell. When you get a chance, tell the audience how long it took them to have one good year. Just one. It took forever. And I know it's a different era, and I know Milwaukee can do it, and we can't do it, or that's what we're told. But Milwaukee has the best record in baseball, but they can do it, but we can't. Sometimes we got to be patient. And I don't know if Volpe's the guy or not. I don't know that, but I'll compare him to Alvarez.
Uh-huh.
Right now you have Spencer Jones, who's the new hot girl in the block, right? That's where he is. And I know you've known him longer than that, but in general, people, oh, no, we can't trade him unless we're getting a superstar. And I get that. It's tough to evaluate these guys. But when you look at Alvarez, he's younger than Spencer Jones.
I know.
And he's been in the league for 3 years. You got to give these guys time. I don't know if Alvarez is going to work out, but we got to give these guys time. And I just, that's all it is with Volpe. I don't know if he's the guy. Maybe he's a second baseman. Maybe he's a backup infielder, which mm-hmm. is fine, too. Mm-hmm. You need that. But sometimes we just got to be patient.
Yeah, I've said that a lot, Dave. You know, problem is with the ticket prices, with the payrolls, with it's tricky to be patient. But one thing that thank you for the call, and thank you for the nice words. I definitely appreciate that, man. Like, I remember saying this, really, I mean, I've said it often, but specifically during the Isaiah Nick disaster. Right.
And I'm like, guys, because one of the pushbacks is you can't rebuild in New York. And what I've always said is that's absolute nonsense. I don't want to hear that's not true. Because when you say that, you basically treat us, you know, like you're taking us for, as dummies and an inability to process things if it's going the right way. Like, I don't agree with that fundamentally. We can go, we will actually proactively, like from a Jets perspective, just do it right, man, for once. And we will get behind that. The thing that drove me nuts about the Knicks, and that's why I referenced the mid-2000s, Isaiah, Larry Brown after that one year. God almighty. The Dolan mess. My problem was is that there was no clear vision. There was no rebuild. It was, all right, let's take a flyer on an out-of-shape Eddie Curry. Let's give Jerome James 5 years, $30 million because he had one good series with Seattle in the playoffs with Seattle. You know, let's do all these dumb things to justify the ticket prices and try to just be okay rather than taking it on the chin, you know, willingly and stripping down, not taking it on the chin just because you suck, which is what they did anyway, but actually stripping it down, getting beat up, put yourself in a position to get a top pick, and understanding, all right, it's going to be a little uncomfortable here. It just is, but we trust our vision, and more directly to my point, we trust our fans' ability to understand what we're doing. Like, remember when the Rangers sent, I forget what year it was, the Rangers sent their season ticket holders, I'm going to guess I could be off on this, 5 years, 6 years, whatever it may have been, something like that. Hey, they were told exactly what we're doing. I know somebody will tweet me the year. And you know, Ranger fans, what I'm talking about. You got the letter. They told you there was nothing to interpret. We're rebuilding. We're stripping down. We're going to do this the right way. Now, they haven't won the Cup since, and I know that they're obviously in an odd space now, but they could have won. They won the President's Cup. You know, so they got there. And their message to you, whatever, 5, 6 years ago, it actually came to fruition. So you can rebuild, provided that it's done the right way. How you can't rebuild if you've got a payroll of $300 million. You can try to thread a needle and, like, you know, hold on to an Alvarez or hold on to a Beatty or hold on to a Jones or hold on to, obviously, a Lombard. And, like, maybe half play it certain ways. But, yeah, I agree. I think the intelligence of fans and the ability to show some patience is vastly underrated, and it's been hijacked. I think you are okay with it, provided there's transparency. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, coming up, 3RQ, and we'll get back to the call. Susan Walbin coming up at 1. It's funny, you hear grab all the Volpe in the dirt, you hear the groans, the left side of the end, you hear the groans behind Simpson's calls, I hear them. I know that you hear him, so we'll talk to Susan. And also, I want to get her thoughts on Jeter not going to Old Timers Day. We'll get into that as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On the Fan.
BT and Sal on the Fan, the three random questions is sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm Injured. Visit injurylawyer.com. And yeah. Sal is not here.
Got some good ones?
I have some amazing ones, which means I put no time and effort into it, as always. First question for you, BT.
Yes.
Do you have a set of guidelines you follow when going to a party celebration?
I don't know. No. I mean, the only thing is, like, if it's... It depends whose birthday it is. Like, if it's somebody from work, and I don't mean like somebody that I actually hang out with at work, but, you know, sometimes you got to watch how much you drink. You know, you got to be a little careful with certain things there. But no, when it's time to celebrate, it's time to celebrate. Play the music too. Celebrate good time.
So you're in for the party. You're in for the party. Whole thing. You're not there. Like, all right, well, listen, let's. Maybe we want to get there a little bit later. Maybe we want to leave once the cake comes out.
Well, no. Like, I'm never going to be there first. I'm also not looking at, like, all right, the party says at 8. We can't walk in it until 8:30, so we're fashionably late. No, I don't like that. I can't. That's so pretentious. I'm not like that. No, definitely going to celebrate the cake. Definitely. I'd like to not be the last one to leave. I think that's probably a pretty good rule of thumb. But if the party starts at 7, just say 7. You know, I'll be there somewhere between 7:05, 7:10, 7:12, and then I'm out just before the last one straggles out and passes out.
I feel like there's a really good zone, like a 2-hour limit for every party is perfect. Like, you get there a little bit late, it's okay. you know, you didn't miss anything because everyone's just getting there. Everyone's there by the time you're there.
Yeah.
And then, like, I guess, like, the cake is kind of like that you can go now type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So once cake comes out, you have a quick piece of cake and
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
And you're perfect.
You basically skip the foreplay. Let everybody do their thing early, and then you jump into the good stuff.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything at all. Have a great conversation and leave.
Yeah.
All right, BT, how long do you think you can go without talking?
Oh, God. Some people probably wish I would start now. Right? I don't know, man. I am a talker. I don't know how else to do it. It's funny, you know, you've been around this business long enough. Generally, there's always a heightened presentation on air because we're entertaining, like, of course. But generally, my love and my ability and my intensity or passion on the air is that's how I kind of communicate. Like, I don't just morph into somebody totally different. Like, I don't walk around very quiet. I still talk to people. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Is there money at stake? If there's money at stake, I'll force myself. If there's not, maybe, I don't know. I don't think it'll be very long, though. How about you?
Well, I don't think I can go 10 minutes. Like, I'm in the car by myself, and, you know, I'll start talking out loud, whether it's somebody cuts me off.
Me too.
I got to tell this person off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's a song I like, you know, I start singing it. There's always something that I'm always making some sort of noise. So I don't think I can last more than 10 minutes tops. Again, I'd really have to focus on that. But then I lose focus, and I start talking. So I just wouldn't be able to last.
Who do you think here at the station would be able to go for a long time without speaking? Tiki?
Dove is raising his hand. You can't be sleeping, Dove. You have to be awake to do this bit here.
Part of the rules. Dove.
Maybe Tiki.
What about Gio?
No. I don't think any...
Off the air.
I don't think any on-air talent would win this. I don't think they could do it for a long period of time. Because, again, you're conditioned to talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if there was like a... You may be able to last an hour. Scazzeri? Maybe Scazzeri.
I mean, he doesn't really speak. He just hits plays with the drops. So I mean, he's the drop master.
Yeah, but,
the whole
you know, but you know, how about that? If I told Eddie Scazzeri, like, hey,
no
dude,
drops?
No drops for a whole show. He couldn't do that.
Yeah.
He's sitting there biting his fingernails. If Boomer says one thing about like a sausage, forget about it. He's gonna be sitting there like, oh, I gotta drop. I gotta drop for that.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't
you
get
know,
through it.
You know what it is? I become a little uncomfortable when there's no conversation. You know
what
I mean?
Is that an Italian thing?
I don't know what. Maybe
my mom talks a lot.
No, honestly, you go back to like Sunday dinners. Like, you're not just sitting there quiet. You're not hitting. You're not hearing forks hitting the plate.
Right.
You know, it's everybody's yelling. Everybody's
silence.
No.
It's just all everyone's trying to talk over each other. And that's the best part about Italian meals too. By the way, dinners and stuff like that. Everybody is speaking at the same volume, and they're all trying to talk over each other. No one will stop and like listen and focus in on one person.
Oh no!
It's
nobody gets
chaos.
A spotlight.
Yeah,
but everybody understands what's being said. You have five different conversations at once. You're looking for the bread. You're looking for the wine. You're talking about this or a memory from your childhood. Oh my God, I miss those big Sunday meals.
Yes, I think I'm gonna have a party soon, just for the fun of it, just to have.
Well, Sal's we're going to Sal's.
We are gonna go to Sal's. Now, listen, I was thinking about it. You asked the other day if I'm a guy that wears a shirt. When I go into a pool.
I didn't ask you that.
Or was it Sal that did
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I didn't ask you
oh,
that.
Oh, that was Sal last week that asked me.
What was your answer? It's got to be yes.
No, I don't wear a shirt.
That a boy. You strip it down?
Yeah, no, screw that. I have no shame. I'm fat.
I love it. I love it. Now, Sal's taking the shirt off, I hope, in his own pool.
I would hope so.
Come on.
Listen, because I said this too. Like, once you keep the shirt on and you go in the water, it sticks to you.
Yes.
You look fatter.
It almost, you're right, dude. The contours of the flab
exactly.
become a little bit more pronounced because the shirt. Hey, especially if it's a light shirt. Now,
and then
I
get
shirt,
the rolls and the jiggles. Well, we don't need it. We don't, you don't need that.
It sticks. Well, here's the thing, though. By also taking the shirt off, the skin gets a little tan. Mm. And let's face it, pasty blubber is awful.
Yeah.
Tan fat is just a little more doable.
Yeah, my wife likes the tan fat.
Is that why you go tan it every day?
Yes. The tan fat. Final question for you. Okay,
yes.
You're driving to work.
Uh-huh. I drive every day in my Cadillac.
And you witness an accident.
Yep.
What do you do?
I'm going to tell you a true story. This is actually really scary. I was driving back from St. John's. It was this year. It was a early season non-conference game. I forget. Maybe Quinnipiac. I forget who they played. And Colt, my son, was with me, right? And we're going over the bridge, over the Whitestone, over the Gothels, I'm sorry. and I hear motorcycle flying. She lost control. There's a little, you know, the Gothel's coming from Queens. A little slight turn, loses control, and I see her skid. She had to skid 70 yards. Bang, 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 bang. I stopped the car. First of all, I could have run her over, God forbid. I stopped the car. I actually, once I know there's no cars coming, I get out of the car. I say, stay in the car. To myself, he was terrified. Stay in the car, lock the door so no freak can come and get in my car.
Yeah, there's always somebody.
And I'm not leaving. I'm right near the car. And I actually go over to her. I'm standing on the pavement of the bridge. So my answer is immediately. Now, if it's like behind me, I'm not trying to come across as some saint. It, like, that was just in front of me, and my instinct was to help her. And we called the police. Somebody else stopped, called the police. And because it was a little late and he was still 9, I'm like, we got to get home for school. But I did stop right away. Honestly, I thought she was dead. I thought she was dead or, God forbid, decapitate. Like, I thought it was going to be the most gruesome thing I've ever seen. She was somewhat coherent. She wound up, like, a lot of internal injuries. Mm. But I think she lived.
See, now, what I would have done was just I would have called 911 and kept on driving.
I'm too worried to, like, get into that situation.
I know.
I've heard other people that have actually stopped to help, and then their car gets into an accident because of where they're parked.
No doubt about
it. Or other people that have done Good Samaritan work, and then they've gotten killed themselves.
And there's no, you're right, huh? And there's no shoulder on the bridge.
Yeah.
I mean, in hindsight, it was, probably a little risky and dumb on my part, but I just stopped the car, and I wanted to help.
Let,
I don't know.
Let the professionals do the job. That's what I say. But good for you. You know, listen. You are a better man than I am. I know how to call 911.
Just wave at them as they crash.
Yeah, no, I'm not waving. I'll take the phone out. I'll do the respectful 911. I'll be like Al Dukes. I'll be a hero in that way.
Well, Al Dukes ratting out somebody for the trash at Point Point Pleasant.
No, wasn't he? Wasn't
get somebody arrested for leaving an empty cup of coffee on a bench?
No, didn't he call about a dog attacking somebody? What was it, Dove?
He doesn't know. I don't think he knows.
I don't know. He was whispering in my ear the whole time. I couldn't even hear what he was saying. How does Sal hear you when you talk?
I know. His
I've never been on this side before.
Welcome to Radio Hell. I'm just kidding, Dope. Hey, by the way, I hate to turn it serious. I think the reason why I'm inclined to stop the car is the night before I went to college, I got in a car accident. Now, I was not driving, and it was over 100 miles an hour. Young, dumb, idiotic. On the Bell Parkway, and some guy stopped on the shoulder and took us to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Took us to the hospital. And I think it just stuck with me. I think maybe also instinctually just kind of you either do things or you don't. I don't know. But I'm not saying I do it every time, but that time I was easy call. I just stopped the car and got out in the middle of the bridge. Wow. Thank God nothing happened to her or me and my son. Thank God. Thank God. All right, Hoff. I didn't mean to end it on a serious note, so if you'd like to take a dig at Dove or say something funny.
Uh-huh. No, actually, Dove, say something funny. Say something.
Oh, God almighty.
Stop saying funny, Mike. Say something funny, Mike.
Asking Dove to say something funny is I mean, that's about as tough as it gets. But we love Dovey, right, Dovey? Executive producer of the New York Yankees, of course, who did get the win last night. We'll get back to that. The king topic of the day. Susan Waldman coming up at 1. Also, a little something on the Jets. I gave you something on the Giants. We got you till 2. That it's Evan and Tiki.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community with countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.